We are joined now in studio by John and Fee Men from D65 Fitness, who this year in 2021 celebrate 10 years of impacting thousands of their community in South Auckland to a healthier, a better, a weller you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been a little while, but good to have you back.
Yes, good to be back. Maolele, everyone.
And good to have one of your trainers here this afternoon,
yes,
too.
Yes, future trainer here.
Well, you start them young.
Oh, yeah, we've got to start them like participant first before he becomes a trainer.
Would you like to introduce everybody to this amazing young man?
This is the youngest, number 6 of our family.
Yes.
Tomasi Alfred Mann.
So wow, Thomas there Alfred you Mann. Go.
Named him after my grandfather.
Yep.
And he's just carrying on the family name and the family genes, or the legacy that my grandfather's set forth.
That's good.
Yep.
Well, firstly, you know, of course, for those that are not familiar with the Fit Life program, 10 years, and as I said, you know, literally thousands that have been impacted over the years. Tell us a little bit about the story of D65, how it came to be, and the genesis for creating this program, you know, to impact your local community.
Yeah. Well, we've always been into health and well-being, so growing up playing sports and stuff like that, and just realizing the importance of good health and in order for us to do well in our sports or in our future. So we were into the health and fitness industry from then. When my sports career kind of ended, kind of just enjoyed being the benefits of being healthy and feeling good and feeling strong. So just continued it on from there. So initially it was just something to do as a career, but you know, as we went along, we kind of found out that, you know, it's a lot more than that. You know, it's about helping people, about raising awareness in terms of good health and well-being and the importance of it. So it grew from just a career to helping others and seeing lives change. So I'm more passionate about seeing lives change rather than just doing it as a career now. So,
How many people would you say, I'm sure you keep records over the years, Fee, but, you know, over 10 years, what are we looking at, you know, an approximate number of people that have been, you know, participated in the, you know, the Fit Life program?
Thousands.
Approximately. Last count, so probably when a couple of years ago, we did a count and it was about 15,000 families that have been through.
Families.
So when one person turns up, you know, we'll count that as a family because they'll take that home and impact their families. So usually mum starts, then the kids come along and then dads come along as well, stuff like that. So we've seen big, you know, family units that actually come along and train at Fit Life. Sometimes dad can't make it due to work and mum's available at that time of morning, and then they alternate. One comes in the morning, one comes in the evenings, but our families are being impacted even when one comes along. So
we are 3 weeks into winter, and you know, it's all well and good to, you know, like, I'm going to do this health and fitness challenge, yay, when it's warmer, you know, at the beginning of the year and part of the old New Year's resolutions and that. But when it gets to winter and it gets a bit cooler in the mornings, it's a little bit harder to wake up and that. What are some of the encouragements that you give to, you know, the participants of the Fit Life program when you're in the colder mornings, about, you know, continuing and keeping on with the health and fitness?
Well, I think just a prime example was Olivia here, the receptionist lady, beautiful Fijian lady, said there's no excuses, and she experienced that yesterday with all the weather and stuff happening. There was no excuse for her to go up for a walk up to Mangere Mountain. And also another thing is just using our time wisely. I think we tend to get into things that, or routines that are not purposeful, or so it's just making sure that we're intentional when we're joining a program or joining a challenge, and that we block out the times for our health and wellness, and use each hour, half an hour wisely.
Because time plays such an important factor. You know, the discipline, not only you know, eating and training, but time, you know, being disciplined in your time.
Absolutely. And using it wisely, eh? Or making the most of the time that you have, eh? And whatever you do. So I think we need to plan our days now and plan it better so we're not wasting time or just wandering. You know, sometimes you can sit and, oh, what should I do now? Or, you know, but if you had a list of things to do sort of thing, so it'd be better. And in terms of, you know, motivating people into doing, you know, getting out there in wintertime, you know, what we're trying to do is change our habits, eh? And change our, we're trying to make this health and well-being thing a lifestyle. So it should be a norm. So there shouldn't be a, you know, it's winter time, you know, it's cold now, it's nice to stay in bed, or the comfort foods, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is stuff that we should be doing all year, every day of our lives. So, you know, exercise has got to be important to the body as food and water, you know, and it is. You know, our body definitely needs it. We need to be exercising to get good mental health benefits.
Yeah.
As well as being able to do our normal day-to-day functions, you know, and do it well, you know, feeling strong and not being held back by health or held back by strength, or our cardiovascular is not enough to do our certain tasks. So we need to be exercising daily, as well as eating well and, you know, water. So our bodies need it.
Over 10 years, you would have come across pretty much every scenario, I don't want to use the E word, but okay, excuse, as to why people don't come along, or, you know, can't turn up, or why you haven't seen them for a while. What do you, you know, what are some of the big ones, and how you address those, you know, those big E's, as it were?
Yep.
Yeah, I find a lot is family. And, of course, family comes first. If it's a dire situation that you can't get out of course, if your child's sick and things like that. But they're also your reason as well. This should be your reason that you want to live a healthier lifestyle. That's probably one of the main excuses. Work sometimes is an excuse.
Like, there are factors out of your control, and, you know, and we acknowledge that, we know that. But, you know, excuses like, oh, a friend has got an opening for blah 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 at this certain time and I can't make it, or I'm moving house this day and I can't make it. And, you know, you're not moving house at 6 o'clock in the morning, come on. Right, so come and do your exercise, you know, you'll feel good afterwards, right? And then you can go and do moving house or moving furniture or whatever you do. You know, we acknowledge the work stuff, you know, had to work late, that's okay, yes, that's important. You can always, but the thing is, you know, sometimes people miss one or two sessions and they think they've fallen off the wagon. You haven't, right? You've just missed one or two sessions. You can just get back up, come back again, you know, because the longer you leave it, the harder it is to get going again. It's like the momentum thing, you know. If, as soon as you stop, right, it's always harder to get pushing up, get that ball rolling again. So, but if you just keep it going, you just need little pushes.
Because the self-talk, would always be real big one, you know. And then, say, like, you miss one or two, you're going so well, and then, you know, miss one or two sessions, and then next minute, you know, the guilt is sort of, that becomes the driving factor as to why you don't turn up. You know, oh, man, you know.
It is a big thing, you know. And we talk about it at Fit Life as well, you know, positive self-talk and building yourself up and just telling yourself you can, that sort of stuff, or just the one more, just doing one more. You know, it plays a real big part, self-talk. Okay? So you always, you know, our natural is, well, my natural for sure is, like, I'm naturally a lazy person, but I have to do this exercise thing in order to live my healthy lifestyle and be strong for my children and be healthy for them. So this stuff's important. But, you know, the self-talk in my head is always one that's lazy, one that's, oh, chill out, you know, it's okay, just do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, you know, you say, oh, just do it tomorrow, it's okay. Oh, and then, oh, you've missed 3 days already. You might as well have the rest of the week. You know, that sort of stuff, eh? But, man, you just tell, you know, like I said before in our talks, like, you know, I just tell myself to shut up, you know. Sometimes when I go for my run around the block, you know, first 100 meters, my ankle's hurting, you know, I feel a bit of pain there, and you know, my mind's telling me, oh, stop, man, you're not gonna make it, you know, your ankle's sore, it might be an injury, blah blah blah. But then, you know, I just tell myself to shut up, and then at the end of the run, there's nothing wrong with my ankle. It's just my mind.
I think it's also great to get yourself into an environment or a group that's actually training and be accountable to as well, because They can tell you to shut up too, eh? You know, so
if they, you know, if they have that sort of relationship,
it's just having being surrounding yourself is with the right people.
And we do have a good group, eh, that come out to Fit Life. They in the off, you know, because we do like an 8-week challenge or a 6-week challenge, and then we have a bit of a break. And this crew still gets together over the break, and they still train, and they still get together and do stuff, and they're keeping each other accountable, keeping each other encouraged. And you know, they're always building each other up when it comes to the healthy lifestyle thing. So, and it's been good. And you know, you're right. It helps with the accountability. Helps you turn up, knowing that your friends are going to be there. Knowing that you know, you've got people there that are counting on you to be there. So, it's definitely awesome.
Any final thoughts on this thing, time?
Time. Use it wisely. You know. We've got to make the most of time, especially nowadays. Otherwise, we just, at the end of each year or end of a lifetime, you know, we're going to sit back and wonder, oh, what have we done? Mm. You know, have we impacted? Have we made the most of our time? We've always got to be aware of what we're doing daily and making sure we're making our moments count.
John and Fee and Tomasi Men, thank you so much for your time as always. Really appreciate it. And have a great day.
Yes.